The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. The text for today is also our epistle for today, James 1, 22-27. But be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man looking at his natural face in a mirror. For he beholds himself and goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. But if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. This is our text. Beloved friends in Christ, be you doers of the word and not hearers only. As to hearing and doing the word of God, there are two classes of men. Those who claim to be doers and will not hear the word, and those who claim to be hearers and will not do according to the word. The first class are those who claim to be doers of divine word and refuse to hear. They do not go to church, they never attend divine service, but if you approach them on the subject of church going, and tell them that they do wrong because they neglect the divine service, they will fly up and say, "What? Doing wrong? Am I not as good as you church-going people? Am I not better than those hypocrites who go to church every Sunday and do all kinds of wicked things during the week? I need not go to church and be told what I must do to please God. I do according to the word of God. I lead an honest life. I do that which is right, and I'll challenge anyone to show me where I'm doing wrong." When I was a child, I had to go to church and Sunday school and learn religion, and it did me no harm. I say, let children learn all they can, but when a man knows what he's about and what God requires of him, why should he go to church and hear the word of God? Most of those who do not go to church speak in this strain. Others say, true it is, I do not go to church, but I pray at home. Is not that as good as if I went to church? All these people are wrong when they claim to do according to God's word. How can they say that they do according to the Lord's word, which says, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it, and let us not forsake the assembling ourselves together as the manner of some is. The second class are those who claim to be hearers and will not do according to the word. They go to church, they come to the Lord's Supper, but how do they treat the word of God which is proclaimed to them? They disregard it altogether. They neither let the word of God bring them to the true living faith, nor do they heed those admonitions which they are exhorted to abstain from sin and to lead a holy life. In spite of all the sermons which they hear, they stick to their old sins and make not the slightest efforts to be doers of the word which they hear. These latter people, an admonition of our text is addressed. The subject of discourse shall be, with the aid of God's Holy Spirit, the admonition, be you doers of the word and not hearers only. What this admonition means to say, and why we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. The Apostle says, be you doers of the word and not hearers only. What does this admonition mean to say? The common explanation is that when we hear the word of God telling us what to do to please God, when we go to church and hear the law of God proclaimed to us, when the sermon, certain sins are denounced and certain good works are advised, we should not have these things said to us in vain, but heed the words and reduce to practice what we have heard. The common explanation is that we should hear and do what God says to us in his holy law. This admonition implies also that we should do according to the precepts of the law. But the context shows that the first and next thing which the apostle has in mind when he says, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, is not that we should do the works of the law, What does the apostle mean by the word of God, which we should not only hear, but do also? The word of God we know is twofold. It is the law and it is the gospel. Does the apostle mean the law? It cannot be. For by the little word but, he connects with the foregiving, and in the words immediately preceding our text, he speaks of the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. Now, is the law able to save our souls? Can the law bring us to heaven? No. Only the gospel can do that. But by the law is the knowledge of sin, and the law condemns us. But never will the law help us into eternal life. Furthermore, in the latter part of our epistle, the apostle refers to the word of God, which you should do as the perfect law of liberty. Now, can that which we call the law of God, the commandments of God, lead us to liberty of God's children? No. Only the gospel of God's grace in Christ Jesus can do that. Jesus says, if the Son therefore should make you free, you shall be free indeed. You see, that by the word, in this connection, the apostle impossibly could mean the law of our own works and deeds. By the word, which we should do, he means the gospel of God's works and deeds for us. That in his dear Son, he has loved us from eternity, has given us all our sins in Christ, has forgiven us all our sins in Christ, and has given us eternal life through his name. But how can we do this word of the gospel? How can we do that which is proclaimed to us of the Saviour Jesus? Christ answers this question when he says, this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life. And when a certain time the Jews asked Jesus, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. When the keeper of the prisons at Philippi asked Paul and Silas, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They answered him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved and your house. Behold then, faith it is, believing in Christ, whereby we do the word of God, which in the gospel he has proclaimed to us. The apostle's admonition, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, means to say as much as this. When the gospel is proclaimed to us, who would be Christian? When the glorious message is preached to us that God would not have us eternally lost in our sins, that from eternity he has mercy on us, and that he sent his only begotten Son to die for our sins on the cross, to atone for our transgressions, to obtain for us the eternal life. When this precious gospel is preached to us, it would not suffice that we merely sit in our pew in church and hear with bodily ears. What are we profited if we be ever so regular and attendant at the house of God, if our Christianity consists of nothing more than to hear? What are we profited by the word of God in that moves and touches us only for a moment while we hear? If for a minute or two our soul is impressed with the wonderful love of God and his dear Son, if the sermon moves us to tears, and all this is but a transient feeling, a passing emotion without any further consequence, no, we must be a doer of the word that we hear. The gospel which is claimed to us in its truth and purity, we must receive in a good and honest heart. We must receive it in faith and remain steadfast in the faith. When we are told that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, we must apply this glorious news to our own person and learn and say, oh, what a merciful God! He has saved me also. When we are told that Jesus receives sinners, we must behold the Saviour coming to us, extending the hand to receive us, and joyfully we must say, Jesus, you are mine forever. When we are told that Christ is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, and that on the cross he died for all, we must appreciate Christ's work for the whole fallen world and appropriate it to our own person, and triumphantly say, glory to God, I am saved. My transgression is forgiven. My sin is covered. I have been reconciled unto God in Christ, my mediator and redeemer. Heaven is mine. Behold, he that thus believes the word of the gospel and relies on the word of the gospel, he is a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And this is what the admonition of our text means to say. Now, in the second place, let us see why we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. The first reason is because we deceive ourselves if we are hearers only and not doers. The apostle distinctly says that by hearing only and not doing, we are deceiving our own selves. And then adds, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks into looks his natural face in a mirror. For he beholds himself and goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. The apostle means to say, if we look into a mirror, our own picture is before us. We behold ourselves, and when we go away from the mirror, the picture is wiped away, and we forget how we look. Now this is the very state of him who is a hearer and not a doer of the word. As long as he looks into the glass of the word, as long as he hears the word and beholds himself as he should be in the form of the true Christian, in the form in which the word pictures the true Christian, the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, he may also form all kinds of good resolves for the moment. But when the sounds of the word have died away, when from the church he passes out into the world, he forgets his good resolve and the true Christian picture which he beheld passes out of his mind. In spite of his church going, he is and remains an unbeliever. He belongs to those whom Jesus says in the parable of the sower, those by the wayside are they that hear the word, then comes the devil and takes the word out of their hearts, lest they believe and be saved. Does not the apostle say true when of such hearers he claims that they deceive themselves because they refuse to do the word of the gospel and they do not come to the faith? The second reason why we should be doers and not hearers only is because in no other way can we be profited by the word than if we do according to it. The apostle says, but whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The perfect law of liberty, as we have heard before, is the gospel. The apostle therefore means to say, only he is truly profited by the word which he hears and does not forget, but ponders in his heart what he has heard, who is induced by the preaching of the word to believe in Christ and endures in faith unto the end. And what is the profit he receives? He is blessed in his deed, says the apostle. That is, because his deed, as we have heard before, is his faith. He is blessed in his faith. For by his faith he has forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. The third reason why we should be doers and not hearers only is because only the doers have the true religion, or because only the believers can do good works and lead a God-pleasing life. We have heard before that the first and next thing which the apostle means to say when he admonishes us to be doers of the word and not hearers only is that we should believe the gospel of Christ. But that he implies at the same time that we should do according to the precepts of the law. For how can a true believer ignore the law of God and refuse to do the will of God? A true believer remains a sinner as long as he lives. That is true. But he is not reckless in his sinning. He does not sin because he finds pleasure in sinning, but because his flesh is weak and he cannot help it. He desires to be without sin, and his delight is in the law of the Lord. He is a doer, not of the gospel only by faith, but also of the law, and he endeavours to please God in his daily life. At the end of our epistle, the apostle therefore speaks of the religion of those who are doers and not hearers only. He says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, This man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. How then do we show and manifest that a religion is true? Which are the marks by which it is shown that a religion is not a self-deception and a work of hypocrisy? The marks are the deeds which from a true faith we fall to show that we love the neighbour. This is not true religion, to be an outward church member and to count ourselves with Christians, and to be a regular attendant of divine service, and to talk Christianity, and then to do as we please in the world, and conform ourselves to the world, and to sin with the children of the world, and not to mind God's precepts in his word, and to walk our own way without love and sympathy for the neighbour. If we would not deceive our own hearts and make our religion vain, we must bridle our tongue. We must be careful that we do not deceitfully belie, betray, slander, nor defame our neighbour, but defend him, speak well of him, and put the best construction on everything. And we must do good to others wherever an opportunity is presented. Visit the fathers and the widows who are so sorely in need of comfort and help. Visit them, console them, and aid them in their want and distress, and keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Abstain from the world's evil lusts, and walking as the children of God, then shall our religion not be in vain. May the Lord grant us his grace, that both as to the law and to the gospel, we be doers of the word and not hearers only, that in true faith we receive the word of the gospel to the salvation of our own souls, and that in our daily life we do God's will to prove before the world that our religion is not in vain. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.